2018年精编初中英语教学与评估四。
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. You can see many shoes of different sizes and styles in the shop.
You can see many shoes of different sizes and styles in the shop.
2. It is really kind of Mr. White to look after those homeless cats.
It is really kind of Mr. White to look after those homeless cats.
3. Tom plays baseball with his classmates after school every Monday.
Tom plays baseball with his classmates after school every Monday.
4. Jane likes DIY, especially making biscuits with her daughter together.
Jane likes DIY, especially making biscuits with her daughter together.
5. The most exciting moment at my birthday party is blowing the candles.
The most exciting moment at my birthday party is blowing the candles.
6.It is not surprising that many tourists come to visit the Oriental Pearl TV Tower in Shanghai every day.
It is not surprising that many tourists come to visit the Oriental Pearl TV Tower in Shanghai every day.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 7. How old is your daughter?
18, but she'll be 19 next month.
Oh, mine is only 10.
Question. How old is the man's daughter?
请再听一遍。 How old is your daughter?
18.But she'll be 19 next month.
Oh, mine is only 10.
Question. How old is the man's daughter?
Eight. If you don't like the white shirt, we also have blue and brown ones.
I am afraid I don't like any of them. I prefer black.
Question.Which color does the man like? 请再听一遍。If you don't like the white shirt, we also have blue and brown ones.
I am afraid I don't like any of them. I prefer black.
Question. Which color does the man like? Nine. Dad, will you drive me to school today?
Sorry, dear. The car is out of order, so you will have to take the underground.
Question. How will the girl go to school today? 请再听一遍。Dad, will you drive me to school today?
Sorry, dear. The car is out of order, so you will have to take the underground.
Question. How will the girl go to school today?
10. Did you have a good time at the party?
You call that a party? There was hardly any food or snacks. The singers were just shouting.
Question. What does the girl think of the party?
请再听一遍。
Did you have a good time at the party?
You call that a party?There was hardly any food or snacks. The singers were just shouting.
Question. What does the girl think of the party?
11. Tom, do your parents work in the factory?
My father does, but my mother sells clothes in the mall. How about yours, Mary?
My father is a lawyer, while my mother works in a school.
Question. Who works in the factory?
请再听一遍。
Tom, do your parents work in the factory?
My father does, but my mother sells clothes in the mall. How about yours, Mary?
My father is a lawyer, while my mother works in a school.
Question. Who works in the factory?
Welcome to our bank. Can I help you?
Yes, I would like to cash the check.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
Welcome to our bank. Can I help you?
Yes, I would like to cash the check.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Hello, I just got your voice message.
Why didn't you pick up when I called?
I didn't hear my phone ring. I was sleeping.
Question. Why didn't the woman answer the phone?
请再听一遍。
Hello, I just got your voice message.
Why didn't you pick up when I called?
I didn't hear my phone ring. I was sleeping.
Question. Why didn't the woman answer the phone? 14. Judy, I'm going to Dalian on vacation next month. I'll also see my brother who lives there.
So you killed two birds with one stone.
Question. What does Judy mean?
请再听一遍。
Judy, I'm going to Dalian on vacation next month. I'll also see my brother who lives there.
So you killed two birds with one stone.
Question. What does Judy mean? 15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
If you want a more interesting experience when you arrive in a new city or country, here are some better ways to travel, both for you and for the environment. Way 1. Get out of the car and walk. It's slower, but it's the greenest way to travel. It's also the most rewarding way to see a city, but remember to wear comfortable shoes. Way 2. Cycling is also a good choice. It is convenient for people to travel around the city. Most hotels now offer free bikes to guests. Some also provide electric bikes that make it easier to go up hills and on longer journeys. Some cities also have mobikes, and you can pick up one easily. It's not free, but very cheap. Way 3. If you have to take transport in a city, try to take public transport. Most cities now offer lots of information about it and very clear maps on the city website. Way 4. If possible, take buses, trains, or ships to travel from city to city. They are usually greener than cars and planes. Way 5. When the only way to travel is by car, rent an electric car. Many car rental companies now offer them, so always ask.
请再听一遍。
If you want a more interesting experience when you arrive in a new city or country, here are some better ways to travel, both for you and for the environment. Way 1. Get out of the car and walk. It's slower, but it's the greenest way to travel. It's also the most rewarding way to see a city, but remember to wear comfortable shoes. Way 2. Cycling is also a good choice. It is convenient for people to travel around the city. Most hotels now offer free bikes to guests. Some also provide electric bikes that make it easier to go up hills and on longer journeys. Some cities also have mobikes, and you can pick up one easily. It's not free, but very cheap. Way 3. If you have to take transport in a city, try to take public transport. Most cities now offer lots of information about it and very clear maps on the city website. Way 4. If possible, take buses, trains, or ships to travel from city to city. They are usually greener than cars and planes. Way 5. When the only way to travel is by car, rent an electric car. Many car rental companies now offer them, so always ask. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。Home is a word that is a feeling, as well as a place. In the 1700s, home was used as a verb, which meant to be guided to the goal. So when you home in on something,you get closer to your goal. Today, home is more often used as a noun. It gives a feeling of connection for American English speakers. You can remember the meaning of the word by the expression, home is where the heart is. So home is not a building where you live. That's a house. There is a big difference between a house and a home.If a woman lives alone in her first apartment, she may come home after a tough day and say, Ah, home, sweet home. If she loves her apartment, she might also say, There's no place like home. But what about those people who must stay away from their homes for a long time? They still want to feel connected to a place they can depend on. Hotels know this about travelers.They advertise that there will be a home away from home. This expression describes a place where you are not only comfortable, but also familiar with things around you. Friends can also give you a home away from home. When you visit them, they may tell you to make yourself at home. This common expression means your host wants you to feel relaxed and welcome.
请再听一遍。
Home is a word that is a feeling, as well as a place. In the 1700s, home was used as a verb, which meant to be guided to the goal. So when you home in on something, you get closer to your goal. Today, home is more often used as a noun.It gives a feeling of connection for American English speakers. You can remember the meaning of the word by the expression, home is where the heart is. So home is not a building where you live, that's a house. There is a big difference between a house and a home. If a woman lives alone in her first apartment, she may come home after a tough day and say, Ah, home, sweet home.If she loves her apartment, she might also say, There's no place like home. But what about those people who must stay away from their homes for a long time? They still want to feel connected to a place they can depend on. Hotels know this about travelers. They advertise that there will be a home away from home.This expression describes a place where you are not only comfortable, but also familiar with things around you.
Friends can also give you a home away from home. When you visit them, they may tell you to make yourself at home. This common expression means your host wants you to feel relaxed and welcome.